Hi, how are you? I mean, how do you like the party? Oh, yeah, it's totally great. Yeah, I agree with you. It's a great Halloween party. Me? Oh, I know, Ashley. Ashling. Yes, that's definitely what I meant to say. I have another friend named Ashley, so I get confused sometimes and misspeak. What's that? Oh, I know Ashling from, yeah, from school, exactly. Yes, that does mean I know Taylor too. Yeah. What do I think of Ashling and Taylor being together? I think Taylor is, the jury's still out, you know? It takes me a while to get to know people sometimes, and I haven't known her, Taylor, for very long. If that makes sense? What? No! No, I don't have a problem with them at all. I just, you know, Ashling is so special, and I just want Ashling to be sure Taylor is the right person for the right person. Okay, great. What's that? Oh, my costume. My costume, right. Of course. Yes, my costume. I like your costume, too. It's very sexy on you. I mean, no, that's fine to say, right? It's sexy on you? There's nothing wrong with that, is there? I mean, you must have known you would look sexy in it when you picked it, right? So it's okay with you that you look sexy. And that means it's okay for me to say you look sexy. I've said the word sexy too many times now, and it has lost almost all meaning. I'm so sorry. Not quite all meaning, of course. Oh, thank you. I'm very glad you think my costume is sexy too. Yeah, I guess I also knew I would look sexy tonight when I got dressed up. Oh, it's much quieter in this room. That's nice. Oh, I'm glad to be talking to you finally. Wait, by finally, I just meant, you know, I noticed you when I got here. So I... Okay. I should be honest with you. I... Please don't freak out. But I followed you here? To the party, yes. And also to work today. And... I followed you home from work yesterday. Remember you said you wouldn't freak out? I've been following you for a little while, actually. I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry. I was supposed to approach you right away, and I wasn't sure how, and I panicked, so I just kind of set up shop in your closet for a few nights. And it would have been a lot easier if you weren't so cute and sweet, to be honest, but... You are, so... Oh, please don't go. Just listen for a minute. I promise I'm not going to hurt you or do anything you don't want me to do. I swear. Oh, see, I get shy sometimes. And I was supposed to try to fix that with someone easy to approach. So I picked you. But then I felt bad because you're nice. And I didn't want to just... drain all your life force away in one go like I was supposed to do, so I hid, and I tried to figure out what to do. And then when I realized you were going to a Halloween party tonight, I thought, hey, that's actually kind of perfect. So I followed you. To work, and then to home again, and then to here. No, I'm sure you have questions. That's fine. I'll answer all of them, I promise. Just please don't run away. Oh, you're taking your mask off. That's nice. I love your eyes, you know that? Well, I guess you wouldn't know that, would you? I got to see them quite a bit when I was peering out through your closet doors. Like, Oh, the other night when you were texting that one girl who ghosted you and you looked so sad. And I just wanted to jump right out of the closet and hold you close and tell you you deserve better. Like this. Is this okay? Oh, your arms feel so strong and warm around me. I love that. I wish I'd been braver before. You know, I think that girl really was literally a ghost. So you wouldn't be able to count on her manifesting on a regular schedule or being able to manipulate material objects like smartphones all the time. And you deserve someone who can hang out on this plane more often than that. Ghost girls, they're just not reliable. I've actually pretended to be a ghost girl a few times. Can you imagine? All waifish and see-through. It's a lot less intimidating, though, which can be useful. Thanks. I do have a good sense of humor. So, you don't have a girlfriend right now, do you? I mean, I know you don't, but I thought I should ask. Not that I'm supposed to care, but I kind of do care. I like you a lot. Why are we swaying? Are you dancing with me? You can't even hear the music in here. No, don't stop. I love it. You are such a darling. So, what kind of girlfriend do you think you would want? Oh, about this tall, huh? I'm gonna guess this color and length of hair. Good to know. Very good to know. What if she were a little older than you? Cool. Phew, I'm glad that's okay. Anything else? Experienced, but not too experienced. I understand. You know, I've been around a while, but there are lots of things I don't have very much experience with at all. Let's see. There's just being held like this. It's really, really nice. And kissing. No, I'm not joking. I really haven't ever kissed someone just to kiss them. Do you think you would want to kiss me? Oh, that is wonderful. Thank you. Wait, no, don't do it again right away. I need a moment. No, you can keep holding me. I know I'm being confusing. I'm sorry. I'm a little afraid of what might happen if we kissed again so deeply without taking a break, though. I want to be really, really careful not to drain you. At least, not without asking. I should explain, shouldn't I? Actually, maybe I can just show you. Remember when you took your costume mask off a moment ago? Well, I can't really do that. Let's say if I move my hands down to your waist and your hips and lay my head down on your shoulder, I can still hold the rest of you close with my wings. See? Don't panic, just breathe. I promise I'll keep you safe. I really, really don't want to hurt you. I meant that. And don't they feel nice? A little leathery, but soft and warm. I can even caress the back of your neck with a wingtip, like this. Was that a good shiver, or was that a shudder? Oh, thank goodness. I'm so glad. I don't want to scare you away, but I have to be honest with you somehow. I'm not in costume. These are my real wings. This is my real, faintly phosphorescent skin tone. These are my real nails that are more like delicate claws. And these are my slightly pointed, real fangs. My lips are always this deep, luscious red, and my eyes are always dark pools of desire. I will always have these voluptuous breasts, these smoothly curving hips, this soft round ass, and, well, we'll get to all that eventually, I hope. Do you know what I am yet? I'm a succubus. Just not a very demonic one. I'm always in trouble. This time, I've really, really done it. I probably can't even ever go back, actually. I was supposed to sneak into your bedroom at night, preferably after some ordinary, bland human girl rejected you. Or, in your case, some flaky ghost girl. And, well, drain you. You know? You know. Do you really not know what a succubus does? What do they teach you in school these days? I don't know, maybe I shouldn't tell you. After all, I'm never, ever gonna do it to you. At least, not all of it. Well, here's how it's supposed to happen. I would creep into your room before you were quite asleep. Gently probe your mind. Nudge you into dreamland. Something softly arousing, ramping up very slowly to get you ready for me. Maybe something about that ghost girl's fingers growing warm and strong on your body, stroking you and teasing you into submission. Gradually, I would slide up from the foot of your bed and over you, breathing gently into your face, into your ears, pushing you down into a deeper sleep from which you would never wake. I would slide your clothes off, though usually a succubus's victim is already too foggy-minded and suggestible to have worn anything to bed on their final night. In your dream, you would be about to consummate your connection with your imaginary girl, just as I began drawing my slim little claws up and down your thighs and smoothing the edges of my wings over your chest. As your passion increased, I would start to pleasure you with my mouth, with my tongue, and with my tiny pointed fangs. Oh, believe me, they can be very pleasurable. From the feel of you moving against me, you're enjoying hearing about this, aren't you? Yes, I can do that for a long time. The longer the better, bringing you to the edge over and over and over again, pulling you back, but only barely. There's no need to stop abruptly and lose your groove with a succubus. You really can just ride it for hours, even days at a time. Not so much like cresting the waves as pulsing at the pace of the tides. Every time you think you have come all the way into shore, there is farther still to travel. Every time you think you've pulled back for good, it's only to thrust back into the shallows, to plumb the deeps, to fill every crevasse and pool in an impossibly slow frenzy.
Till eventually, you're drained entirely, and entirely mine, for eternity.
Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, touch me there. Oh, let me pull you in closer with my wings. That feels so good. Oh, please. Please kiss me again. Do you think we should go back to your place? To your room? And your bed? Would you take me there? And, oh, would you take me there? Do you think you'd like a succubus girlfriend? I promise I still won't hurt you, and I will not drain you. Oh, at least not till later, and only a little. Well, maybe a little more than that. We'll see. I'll want you ready to go again tomorrow, my love.